No mic drops.
Call to order. Start tonight's meeting. We're going to go right on and start with the call for last meeting minutes. I need a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the April meeting.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have no early privilege of the floor. I'm going to go into correspondence and communication. Just a couple brief things here. I just want to give a quick little update on the Borelux project. On April 24th, I received a call from Zach Hutchins around 10:30 in the morning. Zach is from Borelux, and he stated that the project had been canceled, but before I wanted to send out any official statement or notification to anyone, I requested his statement in writing. Right away, right at 11 o'clock that same day, I received a letter from Zach stating that Borelux has decided to discontinue development of the Newport Solar Project. And I'll just read his letter real quick. Dear Supervisor Sacco, I am writing on behalf of Borelux to notify you that we have made the decision to discontinue development of the Newport Solar Project. This decision was made after thorough review of project feasibility and broader market conditions. At this time, we do not have any plans for future development, and we would reach out if that changes. We recognize the importance of transparency and wanted to ensure you were informed directly ahead of any public announcements. We are available to meet with you if you have any additional questions. Sincerely, Zach Hutchins. So definitely a win for the town, but we still have to remain vigilant. I know the town board as a whole will keep their ears to the ground against any other projects that may look to come into this area. In respect to the Horatio Street project, we had attendees from Pathstone and the Arson developers at the last town board meeting and at last Wednesday's planning board meeting to discuss the planned Horatio Street project. Both meetings were extremely informative. I have had Karen print booklets, which are up here for you all to grab one, which contain the latest information that we have on that project. Questions from the last planning board meeting and town board meeting are currently under review by the planning board, the developers. I've also reached out to Senator Griffo's office and Assemblywoman Buttonshine's office for answers to the questions as well. I know there are a lot of concerned citizens out there, and we respect and welcome your questions and concerns, but as for tonight is not a question and answer meeting. There will be future public hearings for the townspeople to present their questions and receive the answers, but at this time, the booklets right up front contain the most up-to-date information we have. As facts roll in, we'll update the town website accordingly, and I believe we need more facts to what this project entails, and we're gathering those. As the facts roll in, we'll notify the townspeople accordingly. If you do have questions, you can present them at late privilege of the floor tonight, or call or email any of the board members, and we welcome that. Please do. We'll make sure that any of that information is disseminated to the appropriate parties to get their answers. That's all I have for correspondence. We'll move right along to new business. We have Resolution 31-2025, the settlement of Bank of America Article 7 proceedings for 2023 and 2024. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby resolves to settle Article 7 proceedings brought by the Bank of America as per attached resolution. I need a motion we approve Resolution 31-2025.
I motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Let me just ask a question. How far back does this date?
Bill, if you want to go, you have the exact dates.
The for Bank the... of America settlement?
It goes back to...
It goes 24, 25, and they're going to challenge this year, which would be 25, 26.
Right.
They do it every 3 years. That's the law that allows them to do it. So.
Yeah.
In favor?
All in favor, yes. Opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
Resolution 32-2025 for the 2025 F-350 with an 8-foot-6-inch Fisher plow. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield approves the following F-350 low quote from Steep Pony Ford for $51,437, and a low quote from Whitesboro Spring Service for $8,857, for a total of $59,994, minus trade-in of the old truck for $36,000, for a total cost to the town of $23,994. And this cost could be lower depending upon what Auctions International might bring for the other truck. This will be charged to the DA5130.20 budget line item. So I need a motion to approve resolution 32-2025.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 33-2025, Highway Department Surplus Equipment. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield hereby approves the sale of the following on Auctions International. It's a 2010 Smith Salter, 2003 Ingersoll Rand Double Drum Vibratory Double Drum Roller, and 2004 E450 Van. And these proceeds will be credited to line item DA5130.20. I need a motion to approve resolution 33-2025.
My motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Just because I'm not familiar with how this works, and perhaps the public that isn't either. When you say it'll be credited to line item, can you explain how that works? Because you have a budget, and money's coming back into that budget outside of budget approval. How does that work? I'm really not familiar with that.
When the money comes in for the sale of the item, I work with the accounting firm and I budget, or I deposit that money back into that line item. That's it. Not quite sure how else to explain. It's pretty cut and dry.
So what happens to that with the budget next year? Is that accounted for?
It is accounted for, yes. Yep.
How so?
Well, I mean, at the end of the year when we balance the budget, we go through every line item and balance the budget. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Resolution 34-2025 is the moratorium on battery energy systems. Be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Deerfield does hereby approve a temporary moratorium, I'll amend that to 6 months with the option to move to 12 if needed, on applications or proceeding or the issuance of permits or approvals for the construction of battery storage within the town. I need a motion. We approve resolution 34-2025.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Question?
Okay.
You say we currently have a battery storage law. How does that relate to the moratorium? Once again, I'm not familiar with how that works. If we have a law, why do we need a moratorium?
No battery storage facilities can be constructed in the town of Deerfield unless they comply with our existing law. Now, based on the recommendation of Patty Goldsmith from the planning board, they want to take another look at it to see if it should be strengthened, loosened. I'm not sure what they're looking at. Until that time, nobody can have a battery storage facility in the town.
So it plugs any holes that may be there?
That's what I think they're looking at. Yeah.
Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, we'll go right into official reports. County Legislator Dave Buck.
Folks, real quick, good evening. With the Chimani announcement 2 weeks ago, just to put it out there, Mohawk Valley Edge is looking to work with our rural community, so if there's any farmers out there to develop their farms, looking to increase their herds because of the amount of milk products that Chobani is looking to use. They want to keep it local, so if there's local farmers, Mohawk Valley Edge is willing to work with them. So if anybody has anything, reach out to me and I can put you in direct contact with Mohawk Valley Edge. We want to keep as much business here locally in Oneida County, and what their demand is, it's going to take a lot more than what we already have. So that's great news to hear on that. We're also in the design phase for Cosmic Manor Road. That'll be getting done in the next coming years. Sam probably knows more about it than I do, but I know they put it on my radar they're getting ready to do the design, so that we call their work, that we paving, guardrails, all of that. We have been working with a couple of residents that have had some drainage issues on Cosby Manor. Some of those things we've addressed, others are, just because we had the heavy rains, it's uncontrollable. And the last thing is, we are going to be putting up the speed trap signs, or the speed monitoring signs soon. We're just waiting for it to come out of DPW to be repaired.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Councilperson Phil Sackel?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've got a few items of interest, some good, some not so good. Originally, the Crescent Circle Water, Stormwater Project was combined with Hedgewood Place. I'm sorry to report that at this time, a Crescent Circle job can't happen. We explored all three options we had, and the first option was go west to Reels Creek. We couldn't afford to do it, $800,000 plus. The second option was to go south to Deerfield Drive East into the Coventry Ave main drain. The city said that drain couldn't handle the flow. So the third option that we've been working on for quite a while was to go east to Elmdale Ave, down past Kennedy High School, down in the dip is the city's main drain, 3,600 foot from Crescent Circle. The problem we ran into is we needed three private property easements to move forward. And I reported last month, we had to have all three to make it happen. Well, we didn't get all three. We had a no for one of the easements, so that just stopped us right in our tracks. I don't know what else to do. I talked with Mr. LaPaglia, who's in the audience at Woodland Crescent Circle. Sam and I are going to meet with the Oneida County DPW Assistant Commissioner, Chris Birch, Thursday, to see if there's any way. Cosby Manor is a county road, and it's tilted into the entrance of Crescent Circle, which is a pretty steep road, 1,220 feet long. We're going to see if there's a way we could divert that water from coming off of the county road down into there. It wouldn't solve the problem because you can't predict 3 and 4 inch rainfalls, but it would sure help if something could be done. So we're going to meet this week. That was an option four that was never on the table. We did everything we could. We worked very hard. Maps, you name it, and just couldn't make it happen. So you know, down the road, maybe something different will happen, but at this time, it doesn't look like it can happen. So then secondly, the Hedgewood Place Stormwater Project, they were combined and we separated them. That can happen. There's no private property involved. We're finalizing all costs to move forward. Sam and I have been working. I've got a list of the costs. We're missing one. Hold on excavation, and it didn't come in as of the meeting time. So I did a little work. We're looking at around $200,000 for the project, and I spoke with county planning, and we can submit to the flood mitigation program. The county's helped us in the past, but I also met with our bond council and got all the particulars if we have to bond for the job. These are very preliminary. I'll have the finals next month. If we spend around $200,000, we can take a 10-year bond out that would increase our debt service that we have currently around $23,000 to $24,000 a year. The current coupon rates are 3.7 to 4.3 for this bond. And it would take about 6 to 8 weeks to get the bonds in place, and you get 12 months from when you get it in place for your first payment. So, you know, we have bonds down the road coming mature, so this won't be an issue at all because there'll be quite a bit of revenue coming back to the town in 2029 and 2030. So I'll keep everybody updated. I hope we can do it. We also plan on resurfacing Crescent Circle and doing what we can for them. and I'll let you know next month on how we make out with the county, who's been very good in the past. 2 years ago, we did, they helped us with two stormwater jobs, and it solved everything 100% and made residents very happy. Next, Sam and I met with the Oneida County Water Pollution Plant Commissioner, Carl Schranz, to get an update. There's a sewer system rehabilitation program that's going to happen in Deerfield starting in 2026. Sam will give you a further update on it. We met for about an hour and 15 minutes. And he can give you a little more particulars. And then I had two town codes issues. I met with codes officer Jim Maxwell on both. We got the ball rolling on. Some of them are tough. This is a tough one, but we're working on it. And I told the resident the complaint, and I keep them up to date on how we're progressing. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilperson Daniel Fusco.
Thank you. I followed up with Mr. Maxwell as well on some properties that we had visited regarding accumulated junk on the property. This was by request of constituents and people that they were just complaining too much accumulation of junk. So we went around and visited the sites. Mr. Maxwell has a report, so he addresses it. I also communicated with him, and he said there's two of the sites that we looked at that are under process of being cleared up, and a few others are still waiting to deal with the property owners. It's a tough situation that requires patience. You know, as Phil referred to, some of them can be tough. You're dealing with individuals and their personal properties, and but that we're not forgetting about that. That's still underway. I wanted to follow up with the highway department about, I had passed on the request about the guardrails at the Nine Mile Creek Culvert on Harris Road.
Yep.
And you said, yeah, we can do that. So I just want to be able to have a follow up.
Well, I just have a look into it. Yeah, I haven't really started any of that stuff yet. I've only got a few guardrail companies to work with. Still trying to put my road projects together, so it'll fall in there somewhere. So we can price it on it.
Okay, thanks. It gives me something to answer. And the same thing with McIntyre Road. Has that gone any further?
We patched it the first time we talked to you. Actually, that was in the works before I had talked to you. But we started grading on that this morning. That's done. So it's dry enough right now where we're grading all our gravel roads, trying to stay ahead of the next weather.
Okay, thank you. The other thing, of course, the elephant in the room is the Horatio Street project. My phone's been blowing up for good reason. There's something I would like to recommend to the board regarding that, because there's a lot of, as we said, a lot of information that still needs to come in, and there's a lot of questions regarding it. I was just on work travel coast to coast, and I was in a city where this sort of development is happening widespread. It's not unique to here. It's happening widespread. So I visited three sites, and I sat and I talked with the salespeople, lending office. We had great talks. I got a tremendous education. And also one of the out-of-state clients I was working with, her business just happens to be developing these types of mixed-use properties. So she gave me tremendous information. She agrees with all our concerns because they tried their best to address these concerns. I am confident that the two developers dealing with this property are very concerned with addressing our concerns. They seem to be answering questions very, very well. But there's things they may not know when it comes to just how the money moves, you know, and is this a HUD LIHTC program, or is it a state low-income housing program? These are all things that we really need to know. So my suggestion to the board is that we don't just leave this up to the planning board, that all the board members, we all put our minds together and we have a meeting. I mean, how can you have a joint board meeting to discuss and bring in? We're all active, we all get calls. Many of us are concerned doing our homework, and we're seeking information. Can we have a joint meeting where we can sit down, put our thinking caps on, and hash it out and say, okay, this is what we have. Is that a possibility? I'm making the suggestion that we do that.
I believe that's something we could do. I don't think anyone else has any outlook or is indifferent to that.
Can
By law, Bill, does that, I mean, it's in the planning board's hands now. Obviously we.
Planning board has jurisdiction, yeah.
Right. But I mean, we, yeah.
But you certainly.
We could easily, can, yeah.
And if there's a quorum of your board, then it's, I'm sure it's gonna be advertised and posted because the planning board will have a quorum. But with you there, that just adds to it. And that should be in the notice, by the way, that both the town board and the planning board will be there.
Okay.
So is that something we can agree to move forward on, or do you need word from the planning board first? I would like to button that up and agree as a board that we are going to do that and move forward, and maybe even set a timeline on that. Is that something we can do tonight?
I don't think so.
Pardon?
I think the planning board needs to let us know that it's in their hands right now. Right now, all that information is very helpful that's been presented to me.
Yeah, I believe, Gabe, I see you're here, so I'm gonna pick on you. You have a workshop coming up, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, an extra meeting to discuss all the stuff. So I would like you guys to do that first before we, and then see what you guys rattle your brains and come up with. Because at the last planning board meeting, that Q&A session was very informative. And they answered a lot of our questions and explained a lot of the stuff, like the HUD stuff. They explained what the difference was. I still don't know what the difference is, but there are clear and definite differences, and they were willing to explain all of them. So I would like to see.
Yes.
I said from their point of view. I just feel like we have no say, because you say, oh, we don't have any say in it, but the planning board is appointed by you, so where does that leave us, all of us sitting here? I come to these meetings all the time. There's never all these people here.
So no, I don't think we never said, I don't think anyone on the board said that nobody had any say. I mean, we're here representing you guys, so this is what we're here for, to take your questions and concerns and find out the factual evidence.
I know I posed the question, but I still would like to finish with my report, and then maybe we can open it up for some discussion, okay?
Well, I think
that's something I would like to do, and I would address the question to you. Is that something, as a board, now we can agree that we're going to pursue that no matter what
yes,
the process and
yes.
how we pursue it?
I think we're all on board for that, yes.
Because like Councilperson Jones said, you know, when they answered the question about LIHTC, they weren't accurate. And they may not even know, because they may not have been informed. Just like the Borelex Solar, Zach Hutchings, you mentioned him, I had lengthy conversations, and at one point, he had no idea where his money was coming from. A year later, he came back to me and said, you were right. I was at a Newport meeting where I was pretty much thrown out because I was saying, guys, you gotta be looking at where the money's going. And Zach didn't know because he wasn't briefed. He did not know. A year later, he came back and said, I remember the conversation, you were right. So there was things said. I listened to every word of the planning board meeting, and there were some things that were said there that I'm feeling the developer doesn't even know. So this is in my report. I'm just presenting to the board that I would like to see us move forward with a joint meeting between the town board and the town planning board. And we're in agreement that we can move forward.
Yeah, we can. Like Daphne, Councilperson Jones said, after the planning board meets next week at your workshop, we'll get together, we'll set a date with you guys, bring it to the planning board, and we'll all get together and meet and discuss.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Thank you. That's the end of my report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Councilperson Daphne Jones.
Is that workshop open to the public? Or
all meetings are open.
All meetings are open.
Was there a question?
No, somebody answered it.
Oh,
it's an open meeting.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. I have nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Councilperson Dave Kolick.
Yeah, I had a call for a complaint on 146 Forest Street about a bunch of junk, three vehicles in a backyard. And Forest Street and Marty Street backyards are back to back. So I showed you guys some pictures. I already gave a report to James Maxwell. So hopefully they can do something about it. But these are two-story colonials or Cape Cods, and you sit up here, second story of your house, you look down, you see a junkyard. That's all I got.
Okay.
You said you'd already talked to Jim about this?
I put the report in his folder. So.
Okay.
So he hasn't had a chance to comment on it yet?
Not yet.
To tell you what,
not yet, no.
What the plan is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Town Clerk Karen Day, if you'd like to do the Youth Director as well.
Okay. I don't have much to report. The pavilion is pretty much booked every single weekend from May 15th until probably about the third week in August. That is every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sometimes when people really, really want it, they'll submit to a Thursday, which we've done in the past. Outside of that, we're all cleaned up. No more taxes. Feels good. that's about it.
Sam, real quick, the water gets turned on May 15th?
The water, everything's ready to go.
Okay.
You see in my report, I did had to fix three toilets, two in the ladies' room and one in the men's room. We had a couple of plug leaks, but everything's on and cleaned up down there. We should be all ready to go.
Okay.
Okay. And then as far as the youth program goes, we finished our winter-spring program with Candy Bar Bingo last week. It was a huge success. There was one table that at least, there was probably seven people. They were all in one family, and they won three times.
Good for them.
Big piles.
They made dentist appointments.
But it's one of the few things that we do open to the public, because the firehouse is very gracious to loan us the pole barn at no cost. And to play, you bring a candy bar. So it really, outside of just a few snacks here and there, it costs the youth program just about nothing. So we do open the doors and say that those, you know, cousins, friends, you know, other town people can come. So we do fill that firehouse. To look at the hiring of counselors. Sadly, I lost at least three of my most experienced counselors, all male. And so I'm in the process of looking into replacing. Most of my replacements are young, 16, whereas my others were 18 and 19 and very well experienced. So that is sad. I'm sad to see them go. But we're going to start. It'll be a six-week program, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to a sharp pickup at 3 o'clock. And if anyone doesn't know, we try to bring in all kinds of activities, arts and crafts. You know, we might get we were told by Mr. Garrett that he would bring by his Clydesdales for the kids, that kind of stuff. So it's very popular. We do have a good number of non-residents. Of course, they pay a fee, whereas our Deerfield kids don't. And we do work with Skylar because it's a difficult situation, because the Skylar kids go to school with our Deerfield kids. And we have been fortunate enough that the town of Skylar will pay 50% of each child that comes, so that the Skylar resident is only responsible for half. But it's been great going over the years. It continues to grow. We love donations of goodies and games, old games. They don't have to be brand new sports equipment, because at the end of the summer, it's pretty well wore out and pieces get lost. And that's it.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do those Clydesdales pull a Budweiser card?
Well, they pulled a sleigh at our Winterfest. But, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.
Highway Superintendent Sam.
Yep. Here, bring up the data of where we're at right now on the highway. The bridge over here at Wilderness Park, we completed. There's a picture up here. I give it to supervisor, if anybody wants to see what it looks like. We do have a little more groundwork and things dry up down there, but that is completed. It came out good. This, moved to end of this week, there's a screening plant coming in. We're going to be screening some millings down on our Broad Acre site. Some millings that I've been saving over the years for different roads that I've did. We're going to do some recycled binder. We try to take some of our miles of gravel road away is what we're looking at doing. But that's the reason for those. And we use them as shoulder backup. The material that he has, we have milled up, and we don't really have anything other than milling in it. Road salt. This has been an ongoing, I mean, everybody heard what happened on the news this year. Midwinter, nobody could get salt. New York State Contract, the company that was supplying everything, wouldn't supply anymore. That was American Rock Salt. We're hearing right now, we're trying to, we get several meetings with the county in all the highway departments in Atlantic County, up at County DPW, and we did have to sign out of state contract again this year. We don't know who's, there's only two real major players in it, and the scuttlebutt we're hearing at this point, we don't know it to be an absolute fact, is that neither one of them wants to bid on it. Don't know that for an absolute fact, we'll wait for state contracts up. But we did put our, I did put our binders in that we use for the town. The county is also looking at doing their own. Nothing's been set in stone yet. They're looking to do their own salt contract. So we should have plenty of salt this year if everything works out. But I'll try to keep everybody updated as that moves forward. That's about as much as I know at this point in time. The Schuyler Water Project, I don't know if anybody knows, I heard today that that may be not going to happen. I don't know that for a fact. It was just somebody told me today that they heard that, which leaves us in the town of Deerfield with on Bell Hill Road up where you guys live with no fire flow and those hydrants up there, which has been that way for a number of years.
2004.
I don't know if anybody else has heard anything, but I heard that information today.
I talked to two Schuyler officials today.
Yeah, I talked to your dad, that's how I found out.
I talked to two Schuyler officials today, and they said it's very slow, but they're still holding.
Oh, it's still kind of moving forward. It's still
yeah, talked to cool.
Oh, that's a good sign. You heard me talk about the MS4 annual report we have to do for our stormwater management in town, which is kind of a small section of town. We have a new 5-year permit in place, which requires us to do a lot more documentation, a lot more reporting. That's moving forward. I'm gonna have to do some separate schooling. We used to get a lot of help on this report from Atlanta County Stormwater, because they're no longer doing it anymore, so I'm doing that ourselves. So I got to get some training, and the building inspector is going to have to go for some training. So that'll be ongoing. You'll hear more updates in the future on that as that training becomes available. You heard the water is on it. It's a wilderness park. We had a few repairs to make, but we should be, I think, all set to go. I think we finally got all of our paper supplies and stuff all set down there now. That's all going to be purchased at one through one company, whether it be this building, the highway, or the park. Karen finally did get a hold of the school and get the keys for all the toilet paper holders.
Oh, okay.
So we've got that stuff
oh,
out.
Man.
Everything is on order. I don't have everything yet, but it should be here. I'm guessing this week all the things we need. So that's going to be a plus for us. That's always been pretty haphazard. It's always happened, but right now I heard we're working on, as long as the rain holds off, we're grading all of our gravel roads, bringing them up to snuff. So we're working on that as long as when it's wet, we can't grade. So we're trying to take advantage of the first couple of good dry days we had to get them done. We're heading towards your way.
It's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's spring trash at the firehouse went well, other than it rained all day long. We did do, I think our biggest one we've done there in the spring yet, we did 10 full dumpsters on that day. It was just nonstop. So it was well received. It was a busy day. On June 2nd through the 4th, I'm going to be attending highway school at Ithaca College, which I've been going to for the last 20 years down there. A lot of the stuff you heard me just talk about, updating for the MS4 stuff, I'm hoping to get some more stuff down there, some trainings, which training classes for 3 days. Actually, 2.5 days. And as heard Phil talk about, we went to a sewer meeting on the 30th of April down at the wastewater treatment plant. We have been ongoing now for about 7 or 8 years. This has been going on with manhole inspections, pipe inspections. Come to find out, I didn't know. I thought we all had everything updated as far as inspection goes, and only half our manholes got inspected and half our pipe footage just got inspected. So they're in the process of doing that right now. We do have a lot of what we call illicit water going into the system during rainstorms. I think if anybody that's come to the meetings in the past, you've heard me talk about it at times. That is still ongoing. These are some maps of the sewer manholes and things that they're inspecting right now. And there are some pictures and things in here, some breaks in the pipes that they have found and where water is coming in. So some of those repairs, starting, like Phil said, in 26 will be happening. But it was 65% grant money?
Yeah, 65% of the cost is covered by a grant.
Grant, yeah.
And we don't know what the cost will be to the ratepayers. They're going to reline where they can, because again, you've got excavation and people are going to have an issue with easements, and excavating is much more expensive. But just to let everybody know, there's 484 manholes in the system in Deerfield, 114,000 foot of main. So they're about halfway on the manholes, right, Sam?
Yeah, you see, I don't know if anybody's kind of walked a road area recently. Mm-hmm. You'll see a bunch of dirt piles along the side of the road with holes. Those are all manholes that were buried that they're inspecting right now. They'll actually send the machine down and inspect that length of pipe to the next manhole. So they get a good, and they film all this stuff. So we know where all these leaks and things are that we need to go in and repair.
Take down
there. Yeah, it's a machine it goes right down through the pipe. They can see what's going on. You see every joint. Most of the system was built in the early 70s.
Yeah.
So it's getting some age on it now, and I didn't know it until we met that meeting. So the sewer gas is starting to eat some of the cement asbestos pipe.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a piece of what's going on for the whole thing. So that's going to be ongoing. I'll keep everybody updated as it gets further into it. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
You got easy, yeah.
I think he's overpaid. Can we have a vote?
Buildings and codes. Mr. Maxwell left a report for review. Assessor, Mr. Haskell. You're up.
We're in the process of meetings for. You're not happy with your assessment? You're running tomorrow night, 13th, 20th, from 5 to 9, we will be here. And then final grievance day is 12 to 2 or 5 to 9 on the 27th.
On the 27th of May, yep. Was it? Okay, thank you. ZBA, Laura's not here. She had...
Yep, yes, she is.
Oh, is she here? Oh, Laura! I couldn't see you. I'm sorry. Sit. Sit down.
No, I need to stand.
Okay.
Zoning Board, we are having a public hearing on Thursday evening. It's for a road frontage situation. And someplace lost in our zoning... or never got put in, was if you're on water, you can have it a shorter distance for a road frontage. So that's one thing we'll probably be bringing up to get codes, you know, up to date. Seniors will be meet every Thursday. We'll be going to Theodore's Sunday for food, of course, and a show. We also have an AARP class scheduled for Wednesday, next Wednesday, from 9 until 3:30. It is put on by AARP, and the cost is $25. If you're a member, and if you're not, it's $35. So you can get in touch with me. There's a sign as you come in the door out here, and just write down the number. Leave me a message. I'm not always there. So that's what we have going on right now.
Okay. Thanks, Lara. Historian, Mr. Fauci. I don't know if I saw
he's
him.
He's not here.
No, he's not here. Okay. Parks Committee, Debbie Burke.
The New York State budget passed. So hopefully we'll hear something about our grant requests for the Breezy and Highview Drive park restoration, whatever you want to call it, the proposals. I did get drawings from the engineer for the dugouts for the girls' softball field over here in the Wilderness Park. I gave it to Sam and Hal Brown to take a quick look at. They'll be finalized this week. There was a thought that they're built with concrete block all the way up, and so there was a thought maybe we could do concrete block 2 to 3 feet up and then do studs with some like stone-looking vinyl siding. But I talked to the engineer, and he said the wood does open up into bringing in more bugs and things like that, and it's kind of, we're just gonna stick with the concrete block. So he should have that finalized this week, and then thankfully the big Wattis grant program was due the end of May, the end of April, which we missed, but it was extended to the 1st of June. So we're hoping that we can submit those dugouts for full construction of everything to Wattis and hopefully get some money to get those built.
Okay, that's great news. Thank you. Town Attorney, Mr. Schmidt.
We already know we successfully negotiated a settlement with Bank of America, which I think is very favorable to the town. And despite our best efforts and what I thought was an equitable easement that we sent to the three participating property owners, the reaction by one was immediate. The other two property owners I haven't heard from. So it unfortunately doesn't look like it's going to be viable.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on. Late privilege of the floor. Okay, yes. Can you just, if you have something to say, just state your name, please?
I don't want to tell anybody. My name is Mary Rose Moon.
Okay.
Hi. When you have three or four things that are going on around the house, I live next door to the Z Park. There's one big tree that's right on the corner of the road, and the branches, I just got a new roof put on, like 17 grand. So there's a couple branches that are hanging over. I just wish they'd be cut off so the leaves won't, you know, destroy any roof parts.
Okay.
And then I live next door to the park, which is, you know, a double-edged sword, I guess you'd say. And last summer, I had three incidences. One was, and I guess I want to think of the rules. So when the police do come, I can show them what rules are that we abide by in the town. There was a tent put up in the back corner by my house. And it was probably, you know, just a person by themselves eating pizza, whatever, with the tent. And I think they're not supposed to have a tent or supposed to be out by 8 o'clock. I don't know. The other one was another two people brought in tents about a month later, and they were having a good old time, and if you wanted to come to my backyard, you could get high if you wanted to. They were underage. Their father had to pick them up. I called the sheriff, and they didn't seem too concerned about it, because they said, well, you can put up a tent in town, and marijuana's legal. I said, yeah, but there's kids here. This is a kid's park. Then I called the state police, and told them, call your parents, put the tent down, and go home. And I don't know what jurisdiction there is for tents in our park, in our little busy park.
Do we have a rules list?
What's that?
Do we have a rules list?
We do have a rules list, yeah.
Yeah,
we could get that to you.
What?
We could get that to you.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Because then I can show it to the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want them to come right to my house.
We also, yeah. We should get a sign put up too, as well, at the park.
It doesn't really do much.
Well, it'll help better than nothing, I guess. That's true.
What kind of signs would you put?
Well, we'll have to look through the ordinances and what we have now. If we can get something on street pole or, yeah.
Is there a park poses a dusk sign now?
I don't think so.
That would help.
We used to lock it. The neighbors used to lock it at 9. But I think that has gone by for a long time. And then there was one other incident. There was about 6 to 8. One of them had to be at least 16 because there was a car there. And they came over in the afternoon. And it was cold, so I can't remember what season. You know, it might have been like in the fall. Two kids had their shirts off on the ground. And 5 other ones were either pretending A or really doing it B, pounding the heck out of this kid with somebody video.
Oh.
Well, I kind of went rogue on them because that brought up some issues when my son was young. So they got the heck out of there pretty quick. And I told them if they don't, I'll be over there in a heartbeat. I wouldn't have. I don't know at that point. But we need something. I didn't know what to do at that point because you can't call the police because by the time they get there, the kids know. They got their little things going. They're gone. So.
Just don't put yourself in harm's way.
No, anymore. I know. But that just, I know. That just hit me. And I usually don't get that upset, but that hit me. And I really thought the kid was getting hurt. But then when I saw the thing going and all that, I thought, okay, he's not getting hurt. Let him just leave. I mean, they could go anywhere. Why go to the kids' park in the middle of the day and do something stupid like that? And where's mom and dad? You know? So, but thank you.
And just not going to Carlton, and we walk. I take my grandkids, I walk through the neighborhood almost every day. And there are, during the middle of the day, strange people in that park, like a man dressed in a hoodie, mm-hmm. with a backpack, hanging out in the children's area, with a car sitting in the road.
There are also drug.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, it's like it's a breeding place because nobody's going to look to think somebody's doing drugs in the park in the middle of the day when people are working. And it's difficult because we don't have our own police department, and we certainly, you walk. So I think as residents, we have to be very diligent. And I'm not saying put ourselves in harm's way, but we say, hey, well, this park is for babies. Get out. You got to kind of do that.
And I'll surely reach out to the sheriff's department and request additional, if we can get a stronger police presence in the area. But if
they start getting a lot of calls for just something like that, then they're going to realize that there's an issue.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, it's not like they're making noise. We don't want it. The more calls they get of sketchy behavior,
only one car though.
It's only one car.
No, one car.
Right.
Well, they're covering from the town of Whitestown to Otter Lake.
Why can't you
say one car? There's one car per. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
There's one patrol car for the sheriff to cover. We do our best.
Yeah.
We do. But there's only one car covering.
Yeah. It's tough.
Well, there's a lot of drug dealing over there, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't get into this because
we do our best. We really do.
Okay.
Make sure you get the light.
Anyone else? Late privilege?
I do that.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
My name is Michael Nasser.
Yes.
Edgewood Place, I heard it was mentioned earlier. It really needs to be paved. It's turned into kind of a dirt road. My parents own the house on that road, so I'm there a lot.
I'm an assistant for Sam, so any complaints go to Sam, any of that.
I hate to complain. The road is just falling apart.
It's in the process right now. We're getting folks back on doing the drainage work, and then the final process will be paid.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
I am Ken Rozier. I am a resident of Deerfield, Secretary of the Republican Party in Deerfield, Chairman of the Republican Party on Oneida County. The reason that I came and I've been coming is not just because I'm a resident and I'm concerned about the project. It's because I was in a fight also not that many years ago about wanting to stick a paving plant in North Utica. Many of you may remember that. To this day, if enough local people didn't get together and push back, there would be a paving plant amongst all of our hotels down there that we're trying to drag guests into. I think the town owes, and I'm sure they will, have enough respect for local residents to make sure that we don't bum rush this. Because you can't take it away once it's been set and going, okay? So far, I've been attending meetings to kind of just make sure to see what the general tempo is, not just of the planning board, but of the board itself. And I think right now, the impression I got with one of the first meetings that this was a done deal. In fact, I think it was almost inferred that it was a done deal.
Just one second, though. The done deal statement was only for the, I think it was misinterpreted. It was just for the changing in the zone.
It may have been my point of view.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting you know.
Not that someone was misleading, but what I'm saying is words mean a lot.
Yeah, I understand.
And when someone says it's a done deal, people get very concerned.
I understand.
How can that happen without having enough vetting? And so I think that since then, we've learned that the town and the planning board are doing that, which I think is a good thing. And I'm just hoping that if we take the measured time it takes to get enough feedback from all the residents that are concerned and that are affected by this change, because it is a change, don't kid yourself. And they may want to wordplay by calling it workforce housing as opposed to subsidized housing or Section 8 housing or whatever it is.
They're using the term affordable housing right now.
Right, and affordable is another very ambiguous term.
Sure.
Affordable can be because you gave me the money or I gave you the money. The fact of the matter is someone gave somebody the money because these folks that are going to be in there, it's acknowledged that they probably need help to live there. So in some capacity, it is subsidized housing, no matter what other misnomer you want to put on. Mm-hmm. And so the point is, just be fair with everyone and be honest.
And that's what we're trying to do.
No one is accusing you guys of not being there. I just, in fact, if anything, I'm saying I appreciate the fact that you are showing respect to the community because this has kind of slowed down a little bit, so it can be discussed in more detail. And so for that, I appreciate that. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Please?
Can I get to that? My name is Tammy. And actually, I see your drawing.
We have to know your last name, Tammy, can hunt you down.
Oh, okay, it's Tammy Boulder. And actually, my property is not shown on this map, but I feel it should be. My backyard butts up against the Deerfield line. So.
What street, ma'am?
Pinewood Drive.
Oh, North Utica. It's not in the town of Deerfield.
None of the North Utica residents who will be having this in their backyard were notified. We have signed petitions, that's why you see so many people here tonight. So we'd like to be, you know, brought in into this whole thing. Just because we're not Deerfield residents doesn't mean it's not gonna affect us. Me personally, it will be in my backyard. When I look out my back window, I'll be looking at apartment houses. That's not what I signed up for when I bought my house. So I would like to be considered, and I would like all of us in my neighborhood to get any information that's being disseminated to Deerfield.
Sure, you're sure welcome to attend any of the meetings. They're all open.
But you talked tonight about sending out information, keeping people updated.
There's a pamphlet right there.
I have that. Okay. But anything future that happens.
Yeah, and please check the website regularly now because as we get information, we'll be posting that.
I mean, clearly the people who live there have enormous concerns.
Sure.
I understand.
Not the least of which for me, because I already have a drainage issue. Now you're putting buildings on top of the soil. Am I going to have a flood in my cellar every time it rains? You know, what about crime? What about so many things that are going to affect my neighborhood? We need to be included. So I just want to make sure that that happens.
Okay,
thank you.
I think your point is very well taken because it really is all about transparency. And that's why I'm recommending we have this joint meeting because each of us have a job to do to represent you. And once we have some time doing that, we can put our minds together, right? And see exactly where we stand so there's no mysteries as to what this is. We can't go just by what the developers are saying. No matter how prudent or earnest they are, they really may not know the whole picture themselves. They're just the developers building this thing out. So,
Well, the comment was made to me that it doesn't affect any residents. It doesn't affect any residents of Deerfield, but it affects the residents where I live.
No, it'll definitely have an impact. That's why there's a whole process they go through. They go through the seeker process. There's a type 1 seeker that has to be done next, and all that will have public comment period. So definitely pay attention to the website. Contact any one of us at any time.
Okay.
Now, I'm all for the transparency. I think everybody is. Mm-hmm. We really want to be as transparent with the public as possible. So, and one of the things I learned, I mentioned in my travels, was there's ways that this can be done very beneficial to the community.
But not to me.
Well, if it's regulated, if it's done right, you know.
Yeah, we have to talk.
Well, I'll come and stand in your backyard and look at the site. I would love to do that.
But I wish you would. And when they're building it and those trucks are coming in and out.
Before it's too late. Thank you for your input.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
Why don't you turn over, just North Utica has their meeting once a month. As does East Utica, et cetera. They have the meeting the third Monday of each month. They meet at the senior center. Why don't you turn around and send them, I'll give you two to send it to, you can send all the information to them.
You have contact?
Yeah, I do. Or,
okay.
I do.
Send me what you have. I'll happily send anything.
I go to them too, so it's open to everybody.
Is that coming up this month?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'll bring them a bunch of pamphlets.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Late privilege. Yes.
As I mentioned at the planning board meeting, I have petitions here that I'll turn in to you at the end. I made copies. I'm just trying to avoid the awkwardness of trying to get through all these people. I have them for you today.
Okay, great. Yeah.
We're still collecting. I wasn't able to get the online exported in time, but... some of them were just presented to me just while I was sitting here. So they're still coming in, but just so you guys have a copy of what I have for right now, I brought them with me today.
Thank you. Yeah, we respectfully appreciate that and we'll take those into consideration. Absolutely.
Yes,
ma'am. My name is Ann Mercheriani, and I live in North Utica, right by the college. But when all the homes were built in that area, they were built in... wetlands, okay, and then just above us there was this land here which had all the trees, and that helped soak up some of the water, but they cut the trees down, and I think we're all feeling that there's going to be more water coming down. I mean, we've been getting it right along, so that's my big concern is the water.
Yeah, and part of their seeker, they have to do stormwater remediation reports, and it's just another thing that'll be vetted as the process, you know, as continues. We'll get facts on that as well.
And there's a public comment with the type 1 seeker. They have to do an environmental impact statement.
Right.
I think at least two public comments on that, so please keep an eye out for that.
Yep. Anyone else? Late privilege.
One question for Sam. Mark's for Losey. I've been rambling with.
Yep.
Did the county pave Trenton Road?
Last year, I think.
Did the county expect to do anything with those, the water, the drainage? There's one right in front of, right out Trenton Road, right in front of the place.
Pull out.
Pull out.
I kind of thought they would bring that to the surface when they did it.
Yeah, they did it to you. You fall
and
right.
I can call the county. I mean, we're going to meet with them on Thursday.
Yeah.
I can ask Chris and see if they'll bring that, because it's not that big of a deal to bring it up to the surface.
Yeah, it's about 4 inches deep.
Yeah. The actual measure is probably a little more than 4 inches.
Yeah, it's down there.
It's right where you turn.
Trash. I agree. We have to follow that road, so I agree with it.
All right.
I won't question him about that.
Thanks. I'll be there to witness it.
follow up on that comment, Sam, when you're talking to them. We walk that road a lot, and people come down from up above, and the way the lines are painted by the state, people think that it's a two-lane highway on the Trenton Road, and we're walking on the shoulder, and they're flying down the shoulder thinking it's part of the lane. So I was trying, I had met, Phil and I had met with somebody last year or the year before about even possibly putting a rumble strip on the white line all the way down Trenton, because even by the firehouse, people ride on the shoulder, especially during the winter, and we sit there like pointing at the line, they're way over the line. So I don't know if they could put a rumble strip down Trenton Road just for safety, because a lot of people do walk.
Yeah, that might be a question for Dave Buck. I don't know if he could be involved in that too a little bit.
So we can look at it. I don't know enough on the laws on that, but we can look at it, and I don't know if there is a law on that saying.
Dave, one year we got the line pushed out. They painted a line, right, Deb?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, there's enough room. It's just that cars ride down on the shoulder all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not so far. It does look like a lane.
They pushed it back a little bit. We told the guy they had. He told us that they shrunk the lane because when lanes are shrunk, people drive slower. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. It worked, so they pushed it back out a little bit where it originally was to give the cars more room to stay in between. But they don't. They ride on the shoulder.
So I have a meeting Wednesday. I'll fire off an email tonight and ask him so I get more info, and I'll let you know.
Okay, anyone else? Late privilege. All right, thank you. What's that?
I'm out of paper.
Oh, here.
The people in Deerfield were well behaved, but the North Utica people were well behaved. That's pretty cool.
All right, we're going to move on. There's no executive session, so we'll move on to bills. We need a motion. We approve general fund bills 141 through 172.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Good. Yes. Need a motion. We approve highway fund bills 82 through 94.
My motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Any motion to pay sewer bill number 4?
I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
I'll do that.
I'll second.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you.
Have a good night, all.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
No.